Yeah, we'll address that. That's, we're going to protect all of our programs from here on out.
And
not because we don't trust you guys. We know you're...
Why did a guy ask me to share this with him? I don't know.
Some of your friends, however.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, they don't want to pay the price. And they prefer that you make a copy and give it to them for nothing and that kind of stuff. And, you know, if you can get it done, you can get it done. That's your business. But it's not fair to Howard. This is his business. It's not fair to you. You're giving away something that's providing a livelihood for you. And it's not fair to the person you're giving it to. Because if they're not willing to pay for it and do the work necessary to make this program work for them, they're going to end up losing anyway. Now, a lot of people don't believe that, but it's true.
The track record of people who have pirated programs that are sold by our dear friend in San Diego, George Green, George Kaywood, Dean Daly, exactly the same program, their track record of winning is so bad that they've gone on to three different things since that they bought these pirated versions.
Nobody gives a follow-up either, and that's what's important.
But you all know that the Sarton methodology requires dedication to work. And people who want something for nothing are not dedicated to work, so they're not going to win anyway. So don't worry about that. But one of the things, the reason for password protecting and compiling and all this other stuff is to keep the stuff out of the hands of the pirates, because there are a few exceptions of people that will pirate stuff, put it in the hands of somebody who will make some use out of it, and all that's going to do is hurt you guys that are willing to pay for it and do the work for it. So that's the reason for that.
Bob, I asked this question in the letter and might help the other people here, and I certainly appreciate your response. It's always been immediate and very detailed. This particular question has to do with I don't even know the word. I would like to be able to save the data to another disk, so in the morning when I get the scratches, because I do early morning betting, I can't go to the triangle.
Right.
Then I'll pump in the scratch program in the morning, and with the thing being projected, et cetera, even if I knew how to put in the save program, I wouldn't know how to do it.
I tell you, that's way beyond my programming capability at the time. That involves data file programming, which I'm not capable of doing. We would need to hire probably a really good, top-notch programmer to do something like that for us. It would be very expensive. We wouldn't be able to get some guy to do it just for $30 an hour. We're talking about a couple hundred bucks an hour guy to do that type of programming. It can get very expensive. It also requires a lot of memory. The handhelds would be excluded. You would not be able to use the handhelds at all. You could only use the tabletop computers, and they'd be limited to special types. So it's a task that would be convenient. We'd like to have it. It's just we don't have it. It's not available. We're just not that big. We're kind of a close-knit group and don't have the funds, really, to support that kind of thing. Howard just refuses to treat this as a business. I mean, he doesn't want to charge you guys a lot of money for this. The $169 for Synergism, I mean, he agonized over that for a long period of time. You know, because our programs, what's the highest we've ever charged for anything was $99, and that was for QScan. So, you know, that's the answer. The best answer I give you is, first of all, personally, I couldn't do it. It's beyond my programming capabilities.
Empirically speaking, though, it's been our experience that the saving races and going over races and altering them from the past has not been worth the effort.
It is possible.
Because it has been written for this machine, with UltraScan. Eric Langeard did it for Michael. He doesn't use it anymore. There has to do with a certain facility of numbers. I know Tom Brohammer once told me that when he gets in a bad cycle, puts his printer away and writes them all out by hand. That's very laborious, but it really brings those numbers home to you. And I've had people tell me that when they hit bad patches, they go back to their calculators and work through them. Now, you can't do that when you're using Synergism, because you just couldn't duplicate that on a calculator. You could at least go back and look. But I think the more you divorce yourself from those numbers, pretty neat just to be able to say, okay, I'll just type in the name of the horse and the date and then race, and bzz, in it goes. And Bob had a program like that. He doesn't use it anymore because, again, you're divorcing from those numbers. You're not seeing those numbers. The matchup isn't there. You're not building your pattern recognition skills. Those are very important.
And not just in the handicapping, but after the fact, when you're keeping your betting model. I think Mitchell, his program has the model built into it, who does it for you. And I know several people have used it. Some people have even written programs to keep their models on a computer, aside from Mitchell stuff, but using our stuff, written their own program, have gotten away from it because of the association of writing it down. Opening up that model, say, okay, this is my six furlong, and those numbers are right there, and they're just creating them in their mind as they're writing them down. And I found it just that little extra edge is enough to keep them sharp. Computers are wonderful, and they do a lot of work, but this computer up here needs to be exercised a little bit, too, every now and then. Question in the back.
Two questions on the IBM. One where it said the money percentage may be one of these just the class factors for the horses and the races. That subroutine can run by itself by typing def key, which, how does that work?
Okay, you don't have that in the IBM.
What you do in the IBM version, if you want to run the class and APVs and you don't have a handheld, you want to do the class and APVs the night before, you start up the program, and then it says type number one for synergism. Number two is your menu selection for synergism with class and APV. Okay, so you hit number two, enter the data for the first horse, and then it goes into the subroutine of the class and APVs and asks you for the purse. Okay, go through, enter the data for the first horse, and then it says data okay, yes or no. Answer no, and just go through all the horses answering no every time and write them in the form. Okay, and then when you're all done, you just stays in that subroutine as long as you say no to data okay, yes or no. And then you can just continue doing it. Yeah, that's a good point, because I forgot to put that in the manual. Yes?
Early this morning you went into this, but I wanted to clarify. The interplay between the two parts of the synergism program, what is straight phase three,
right,
and the other is what you developed.
Right.
I have a COCO, so if I start out in the automatic adjustment there, and then I'm given a prompt that I could go over to the phase three, is...
After you
have run the race, you have to completely run a race through synergism first. And when that race is completed, then the menu gives you an option of running, rerunning the race with your own variant. And you just answer yes. The minute you answer yes and hit that enter key, you have lost everything that you generated with synergism. It's gone.
What about sprints to routes? Obviously, the sprint to route was changed in the automatic stage. But when I go to the putting in my own variance, what happens to the sprint route? Does it stay in there?
Yeah.
It stays in there. It is still, the code is such that in phase three or synergism just, it's not a sprint to route adjustment, it's an energy adjustment.
Yeah.
But when you make the election to go into phase three, the code is still there and recognizes that here is a race, pace line, that is less than a mile. So it's a sprint. And the distance of today's race has been entered as a mile or more. So it notices that the difference. It makes the comparison between the two. At that point, it says, okay, this horse is a sprinter stretching out. Okay, and it assigns a value, I think it's SR strength. Okay, it makes that a yes.
When I put in my manual adjustment for 9.5, I don't put in a manual energy.
No. No, we went through that this morning. Remember I told you it's fixed at 2.3, minus 2.3.
But fixed in synergism.
It is not fixed in synergism. You misunderstood that. There's no such thing as a 2.3 penalty in synergism for a sprinter stretching out. It's handled entirely different. Okay? The minus 2.3 is only in the phase three element of the program. Okay. Then let me, for your benefit, tell you how to solve that. For phase three only. To get synergism when we're talking about a sprint to route adjustment is handled all by itself. You don't have to worry about it. But if you're running phase three.
Yeah, I came in when you told me how to do the adjustment.
Okay, you got that. All right. Just just add the difference to the open adjustment.
Now, if I start out and take it immediately into phase three,
right,
we'll have 2.3.
2.3 is always there.
Right. Except in the new versions. I've taken it out in the new version. Okay, so anybody who has a version 2.0 or higher, disregard this discussion of a 2.3 in the phase three element. You will have to put in your own sprint to route adjustment.
The ninth race today hasn't been run yet. It comes out totally different. I mean, not even close. Totally different on phase three as it comes out on synergism. It's the first time that's ever happened. I mean, you know, usually they're close, but this one was just whacking, and I haven't been able to figure it out.
I don't know
what to tell you. For one thing, you shouldn't be comparing the two. I told you this morning, anybody who's doing both is fooling themselves. This
experience. I'm comparing the two because I'm not betting, and I can go through a process and determine which one I feel more comfortable with.
You shouldn't do it at the same time. Okay? You should do a 20 race cycle with synergism alone. If you're going to do that, if you want to use phase three, test phase three and see how your proficiency is with phase three, you should do that standalone. By running them side by side, you're never going to know. I promise you, you will never be able to discern which one is better for you. You take one of them and you go with it, and I don't think 20 races is enough. I really think it should be 100 races so that you become accustomed to using it. And the more you use it, the better you're going to get at it. And that goes for either one, phase three or synergism. But you're going to have clouded decisions when you use them both. And that's my opinion. You're a grown man. You can do what you want to do. I'm just giving you my opinion, and I spent 3 years with this thing, so I think I know what I'm talking about. Yes.
Bob, what I wanted to ask was, when synergism makes its adjustment, it doesn't change the position of the horse. It doesn't change the position of the horse. The reason I ask is because this is yesterday's sixth race, and after I made the adjustments, there's a horse here called Hail Commander. And I think we were talking earlier about the magic.
Right.
Okay, I get this horse one early on synergism.
Right.
But when I was looking over the fast track performances,
right,
the fast track performances suggest that it can't get the lead, that it can't be one early. Indeed, the animal did run second and paid a very good place price. But what I'm saying is that, how does it do that? I'm looking at, because I've got, I can see faster horses on dirt, but when I use the off track and adjust it to the other off tracks, as a matter of fact, there's even two or three off track performances that were faster than this, but yet he came out one early and almost won the race.
Did he run
early in the race?
I don't know.
I didn't see the film. But what I'm saying is that when he came out one early, then I just started to look back at all of the fast track efforts of all the horses involved, and I realized he's a 3-year-old, and he just won an allowance race. Now I'm losing one by five. Maybe he improved overnight. Maybe, I don't know.
I can't give you
the precise answer. I can give you a general answer to that. And the answer is that in phase three, your adjustment is applied equally. If you've got a minus 0.40 adjustment, it goes on everything equally. In synergism, it does not. It's a proportional adjustment based on the distance of the race, the distance of each of the fractions within that race.
Well, the fact that he finished the race in 118 versus 16 and change, would that have anything to do with it versus the other horses?
I don't think so.
The last letter I got from Tom, that I get his, you know, horses to Watson. He said that the November 7th race, especially, were extremely early.
Slow late.
Yeah, late, slow. Yeah. And he, what does synergism do for that?
I probably would stay away from that particular day. I noticed that on the team. I watched the replays, and they were just very fast early and just crawling home.
Yeah. Another day
finished. So
I would definitely stay away from that. That was a one particular day that I would stay away from. That's, you know, remember what I said, I watch these things, and if there's something very unusual about these off tracks, and that's very unusual for them to be that slow late, that's the type of thing when I make the exception and not use it in the baseline.
Yeah, in the future, don't go over.
Don't use that as a baseline.
Don't use it as a baseline, don't use it as a setup.
So, taking off track as your baseline, how does synergism distinguish that from slow horse?
If you've made the horse a contender, you put in a slow horse, regardless of what program you're using, you're going to get them. I don't care if it's phase three, ultra scan, synergism. You don't want to be putting slow horses in. And off track is treated and adjusted the way it should be. So if the horse, you make the horse a contender, and he's not a slow horse, it was just a slow race, it's handled perfectly. Don't worry about it. Avoid putting in slow horses in any program. I don't care whether it's synergism or what it is. Because there's always, even a slow horse is going to confuse your readouts by having one good element maybe, and he's going to pop up there one early or one sustain or something, and he's going to throw you off. So you just leave those slow horses out of there. Any other questions? Yes?
You mentioned that you watch the races every night. Are you doing anything with Quinn's class?
No.
You know why I don't do anything with Quinn's class? And I think Jimmy Quinn is one of the brightest people walking the face of the earth. And I kid you not, of all the authors and writers and proponents of handicapping, other than Howard, he's the only other guy that I have any respect for. I don't care for anybody else in the business. I never have. I just don't like them. I think they're a bunch of them. I won't finish it. But anyway, I have a lot of respect for Jim Quinn. The only thing that he's done that I did not really care for was the class of the field. I thought it was a little below his normal, and most of his stuff is so superior to anybody else's, it's ridiculous. I didn't think that was up to his par for me. Don't pay a lot of attention to it, because I can run my class in APVs and I get the exact same horse almost 99% of the time. So I don't have to go through that exercise. Even Jim Quinn will admit he's not too high on that book. Yes?
On the class adjustments that they ask you for after you, you know, each one goes through, most of them, unless it was a huge jump, really wouldn't make that much difference anyway, would they? If you're looking at 8 or 15, it's not...
Well, the .08 is accurate, so you should use it.
Yeah.
Or if you're at a different track, then you should find out what it is and use it. And the same thing applies with the track to track. If you're doing this, particularly if you're doing this not to augment your living but to make a living, then you want to be more precise and find out what a class adjustment is. And there's nothing wrong with doing a little homework and finding out if you're getting more winners using class adjustments or less winners getting class adjustments. For me personally, I have found out that I rarely have to make class adjustments. I have just almost quit using them altogether, except in the grass races or when there's one horse that needs a little bit of adjustment in a race to bring him into line with everybody else in the race.
The horse is dropping too far, maybe two levels is fine, but he's starting to look over there, here's a guy down four levels, shouldn't you just sort of kick him out and say, my God, why?
Why? Exactly.
Right. And if you're going to put him in as a contender, in that situation, I wouldn't give him all of those class adjustments anyway. The maximum I give any horse going up or down is three levels, 0.24. He's going to look too good. And if he really is that good, how come he's dropping four levels? You know?
Yesterday, Sweetwater Springs was last race for 32 and dropped to 25. And everybody says, why is the horse doing that? Why is there something wrong? I just ignored it and didn't even put any class rating in. I didn't give him anything. He still ran off and won the race, like, you know.
Well, his past performances show that the man has used that maneuver before. It's in there down near the bottom. He's dropped
one level down. Also is not necessarily a class drop. You ever get the condition book?
Yeah.
I get out.
When I go to the track, I go get the condition book. In Santa Anita, they won't give them to you at Hollywood Park. But if there's a horse dropping today from 32 to 25, I go through the condition book and see for the next 2 weeks, there isn't a $32,000 race they can enter him in. What are they going to do? Leave him in the barn, let him kick the doors out? All right, let's take a shot, put him in the 25,000. If we lose him, we lose him, but we'll get the purse.
There was three or four other horses who were also dropping the same amount, but because this horse had won, you know, the last two or three times, everyone decides,
What's wrong?
Don't always
say that a horse dropping is dropping because there's something wrong with it. I mean, you have to take a look at it. There's a horse on the ground here in California, and they have to write races, the second race secretary does, to accommodate all of the horses out there in the barn. And you just can't write enough races to make everybody happy, so they have to move these horses up and around and down. Yes, yesterday somebody asked me if I ever used Tom's gun. I'm grateful, because I like to read his horses. I don't get to go to the track much. But for your benefit, as you all know, I use Tom's variance as the benchmark in writing this program to make sure that it was going to be a very good program. 94% of the time, you're going to get the exact same horses, and quite a bit of the time in the exact same order, regardless of whether you use the Synergism program or the Phase 3 program. And that's one of the reasons that Synergism is so good, is Tom was so good with his variance that I could continue writing this program until I got it so it would reproduce his effort 94% of the time. And if it'll do it 94% of the time, you don't have to worry about the other 6% of the time. In that other 6% of the time where there's an agreement, the variance will win 3% of the time and Synergism will win 3% of the time. The only difference between the two is you get a little bit higher mutual with Synergism rather than Facebook. And it's not enough to even worry about. Okay.
Those of you need a
confidence booster, though. You prove yourself to keep taking those variants until such time as you don't need a confidence booster, because they represent somebody sitting on your shoulder helping you. And that's the secret of betting, is to have the confidence.
It's one thing
about using somebody else's work, is if you fail, you have somebody else to blame. That may sound like a joke. I didn't mean it as a joke. Because if you accept Synergism for what it is and you use it and build up your confidence in it, you have no one to blame but yourself. You cannot say, well, maybe the variants were wrong, maybe this and maybe that. It's all on your shoulders. And that's the only way you're going to grow and learn how to use this program, is to use it and know that it's all in your hands.
You are pretty sure it's not going to take the blame?
I continue to work. And I said in Las Vegas that I was going to try and change the program to make it better, because I had some concerns about this, that, and the other thing, because I'm forever worrying that it's not good enough. And I've been working on it for about 3 weeks, and I have not been able to come up with a way to improve it. I thought I could, and I have busted my tail, and I have not been able to get one more winner out of all the races that I've done. I've lost races by going back and change it, but I have not been able to improve it. So it doesn't look like we're going to have any changes to this program. I can't seem to make it any better. If I do, you'll be the first to know, because I'll tell Howard that I finally found something else, and we'll of course notify you. But right now, you can have all the confidence in the world and say, we didn't just write this program and say, that's it, forever, and we're done with it. We never stand in our tracks. We're always looking for ways to improve.
If you've got a race with,
say,
8.5, and you have one of the horses in there that you had to take a race from the turf, you use that as a shipper, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. If a horse is shipped the same distance, but it's a different surface,
surface,
it doesn't ask you to ship. But if it's the same distance and it's a different surface, he is shipping from the turf to the dirt. That's a different track. You had a question? Yes, sir.
With Park starting next week, playing Synergism, would you do it 4 or 5 days to get a Tom Brohammer model?
No.
Or, okay, what would you use then for a track bias? Or would you
use W?
Put that on the board.
Yeah. Just like I did Friday when I went to the track, I ranked everything on Factor W, except that New York race, and I wasn't going there anyway, because I figured that two-year-old filler race was going to sustain. When in doubt, rank it on Factor W, and bet your top 2W if you don't see a serious imbalance in the early-late relationship.
Okay? First, be flexible, and if it shows the first one or two races that it changes, be flexible. Go with it.
Just go with the flow.
Remember, we had W long before
we understood anything about bias.
Factor W in Synergism, particularly, for some reason, I'm getting reports from all over the country, is very, very strong. At Arlington Park, it was just absolutely king at every distance from the reports I get from the people in Chicago. that's one of the things I like about this group, is that we get feedback from all our users. How many people call Andy Byron and say, hey, this works fine, and nobody calls Andy Byron. We get feedback, and that helps prove everything we're doing, and you all benefit from it. Yes?
What do you call it? A little bit more, you said a big difference between early and late balance. Give me a little more on that.
Yeah, well,
Howard's going to cover the readouts, but just as an example, all right, if we look, here's our readouts, WEST in the ranking. All right, and we've got a 1, 2, 1, 1. And then this horse is a 2, 6, 1, 2. And this horse is a 3, 1, 2, 3. Okay, if I'm going to bet in this particular race, and I don't really have a handle on what's going on in the early-late relationship, this is a little too extreme for me, and I don't really know what the track bias is. If it was severely sustained, then I'd be interested in that horse, but I don't know that. This is opening day, maybe first race. Okay? In this particular race, I would bet this horse and this horse. Even though he's not my top two factor W, he fits better as an even horse. Follow me? I'm never tied to this horse and this horse, top two, because it's the top two factor W. If I'm playing W, I'm looking for the balance as well.
Coincide with the figures up above, you know, that list out each horse, you know, factor W, early pace, sustained pace,
readouts.
You run your readouts. Will the numbers be even?
This horse had an extremely fast third fraction, obviously.
Right.
Dream race matchup, you mean? Yeah, well, you'd probably see in the first fraction, you'd see this horse down at the bottom, probably, and last, and then he'd probably have the fastest third fraction in the race. But that's a little extreme to me, okay? He got most of his W because of that third fraction, and I don't know that we're going to be looking at that severe, sustained pace bias. So I would just take this horse out, and these are my top two horses.
Well,
we better
tell
us.
Keep it on the tape, Weston.
Okay.
Four numbers.
The example is that the factor W for the top reading across WEST for the first horse is
1W too early, 1 sustained, 1 turn time. The second horse is 2W, 6 early, 1 sustained, 2 turn time. And the third horse is a 3W, 1 early, 2 sustained, 3 turn time. So I'd eliminate this second horse, and it's the sixth early, one sustained, and bet the 1 and 3 factor W horses. Okay, and that's because I don't know the bias of the track. You understand what I'm saying?
Odd distances like mile 40, mile 70, the synergism, except the odd points.
Yes, you enter mile 40 as 1.4, or mile 70 as 1.7.
And mile 316?
9.5.
7.5.
7.5.
8.5, 8.5. 6.5.
We
don't have a mile and a quarter on
ours.
We have a mile and a half.
Well,
316. You can do
anything from
5 furlongs
to mile and 316 in synergism.
No, do not.
6.41 on the downhill turf course in synergism. You can do that in phase three if you want. I don't advise it, but I just stick to the 6.5. But in synergism, and I've tested this, that down the hill turf course is very tricky. Do not enter any of those horses as 6.41. Your adjustments will be way out of whack. Use 6.5. Okay? So if you have 6.5 down the hill, so you've got four horses that have the 6.5 down the hill pace line, enter them in as 6.5. And you have another horse listed. I don't know if they have a 6.5 furlong race at Hollywood Park on the grass, but let's assume that they did. You would say yes to the shipper and adjust him, or a 6.5 on the dirt, yes to the shipper. Do not use 6.41.
I just considered this before on a varying program. You get a total energy, you get early energy. You pay to keep that total energy as part of a model somewhere, or not?
I haven't kept it, no. I did for a while. I believe it was the spring meet at Hollywood Park. Whenever I went through to do the energy profiles every morning, I would write in the percent early. I'd write in the factor W. That's what it is.
Let me tell you why he
doesn't use it. Bob Burney can pick five logical contenders unfailingly, knowing by looking at their baseline that they all qualify on the energy. He will leave out a horse that doesn't qualify. Sometimes his leave-outs are dramatic. If you need something to help you determine that the horses are within the ballpark and the necessary total energy, then keep it. That's what Bob said this morning. Don't try to duplicate the procedures of someone because you want to emulate them. Only duplicate the procedures when you have emulated them.
I only want to duplicate anybody by the amount of money they make.
Well, just go to the window. When you can see, when you can automatically see that the contenders, yeah, you know they don't need a class adjustment, that those are the ones who qualify, then you don't need to worry about total energy as a parameter.